Okay.
So we're doing an art project with the Resident Association to celebrate the history of Golanus houses. So we're collecting stories from people and taking photos and everything.
Okay. Yeah,
so we're just looking for a couple minutes. Ask some questions about your experience.
Well, actually, I'm writing a book about growing up in the projects. In the Brooklyn projects. And it's called The Projects We Knew, because say from 49, 50 to about 67 was a whole different type of, it was a wonderful place to be, you know, it was the iconic village. And no one locked their doors, it was interracial, you know, and we have every convenience, all the projects do, and thin in Brooklyn. Shoemaker, bakery, egg store, you know, library, everything you need. It's a community. And people functioned as such. You know, everybody was everybody's parent. You know. When the lights came on, you had to be upstairs. I mean, it's everything. You know. So.
So what are your favorite memories of this place?
Probably, going to the censor parties on Saturday night, if I wasn't punished, and then getting up Sunday morning, going to church, because you had to go to church, you know. And just hanging out with my friends. There was always something to do. Friends were always around. So myself and another girl, who will be here later, we went to a separate junior high school because we were like in a gifted program. So then that was in the Red Hook Project, so then we made friends there, along with the people here. When I started teaching, I taught in four green projects, so now I have those three projects, you know, so it was like, and it was just wonderful. People wish now they had this type of environment, but you can't find it anymore, you know.
I was just gonna ask you how things changed over the years.
I think after Vietnam, because it was very clear, after high school, the guys either went to work or they went to service or they went to college. Girls either went to work or they went to college. Or, you know. Well, once Vietnam, then the guys had to go into service. Things happened in Vietnam and they brought back things that were never fixed. And so then after that, drugs and stuff became prevalent. And so it just changed the whole nature of it. Projects are basically a stepping stone to home ownership. So most of us moved out, our parents moved out and got homes and stuff. You know, they stayed. And then they just stayed. So it'll all be in my book.
So we talked a little bit about the community center and the parties. Are there any like events or memories that you have with the community center?
Well, we went with the local church. We went to camp with a local church up here. We had Girl Scouts, Brownies, Girl Scouts, things like that. So everything we did was through some organization. PSAL, the school, they had, you know, tournaments and things like that. There was always something to do. Kids were always busy. No one was idle. And I saw, like I said, unless I was on punishment because I didn't come home in time, no one was ever in the house, you know. You did something. They took away the swings that were there, but I remember pumping in the big swings and I fell out on my face. All my teeth were loose. And I went over here to the water fountain to rinse my mouth out. And I went upstairs. And my next door neighbor, who was white, she said, "What happened to you?" I think my mother was home. And she helped me. My mother said I couldn't go on the swings again until I was 14. And I think I was like 9. And that seemed like so long. And I never did. I never went back until I was 14. We listened then, you know.
You mentioned the dances in the community center. What were the dances?
Those were parties, like social gatherings, and it was parties. And, you know, at that time, that was the early 60s, so everything was from Motown or somewhere, when we had every song imaginable, and we danced, and then each of us had, like, groups or clubs, and a club will give a party, you know, either here or at another church up there. So it was always something going on, you know, and you just wore yourself out. You went to school, you wore yourself out, partied on the weekends, went to church, and then started all over again. You know? I mean, what else is there? And that was, you know, I told a group of people, I was training some teachers in Boston, and I was telling them I never knew I was poor until labor statistics came out, because both my parents worked, we had a car, you know, we went on picnics and family trips and stuff like that. So if that's poverty, I'll take it, you know. Yeah, I got a huge allowance because I babysat my brother. So, I mean, what else is there in life? I mean, and people want their children to grow up like that. And, you know, you find community, now you can't let your kids out of your sight, you know. Parents used to call out the window to find their person. And somebody would say, I hear your mother calling you, you know. So we lived on the 10th floor. I lived in that building there. We lived on the 10th floor. So my mother would call out the window. Or I would call her to throw out 25 cents so I can get an icy and a bag of potato chips. So she would throw a bag out the window. I mean, you know, and that was basically it. Or for most people, you hear that. You know, you didn't really hear about things. You know, there's a certain amount of nativity that goes with it. I never knew about children being abused, or like everybody had two parents except if their parent had died. You know, about divorces and things like that. It was just, I had other things to worry about. Could I go to the party? What am I going to wear? You know, those were the most important things. And we should all be so lucky, right?
Oh, thank you for sharing your story.
You're welcome.
So one last question. So what does the word community mean to you?
I would say, it's a good question. A group of people. Not necessarily like-minded, but like involved, you know, I'll say that. And working toward similar goals, you know, however they get there. Because you need a divergence of opinions and ideas, but in the end, you know, we want this to be a garden. Now, however we come to it, that's different. We can be a vegetable garden, a rose garden, whatever, but it's going to be a garden, okay? Which used to be a pool, but that's a whole other thing, okay?
That's
why I read
them.
That was cool.
Can you give us your name one more time? Sorry.
Audrey Hubbard. Like old Mother Hubbard. Audrey Hubbard. Thank you.
Thank
and what
you
are your
so
names?
Much. I'm Lauren.